Here now is your OCM Regional News. I am Dale Enoch. Good morning to you. In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, a 63-year-old retired teacher is to reappear in court on February 12th after being charged with four counts of indecent assault of a child under the age of 15. Police say the retired teacher allegedly committed the offences between September 2024 and January 2025. He appeared before the family court earlier this week when he pleaded not guilty to all four counts. He was granted 3,000 EC bail with one surety, and the matter was adjourned and transferred to the Kingstown Magistrates Court for trial. In a statement, police say due to the sensitive nature of the case and the need to protect the identity of the minor, further details cannot be disclosed at this time. They say all the necessary legal processes are being followed to ensure justice is served. The retired teacher faces up to 10 years in jail if he is found guilty of the charges. According to the law, a child under 15 cannot give consent that would prevent an act from being considered an assault. In St. Lucia, the police department's recent claims of a significant reduction in crime numbers are being challenged. Leonard Montout of the opposition United Workers' Party says the rates given last month by the police may not reflect the true state of safety in the country.
But I think it's a little early to talk about a decline in the rate of homicides. I mean, we have become so used to having how many, an average of so many per month, that we are now in the first month of the year talking about a decrease. Let's not forget, we just came off a record-breaking year of 77, and I keep reminding St. Lucians that those 77 officially recorded homicides are not a true reflection of what the actual figure, because I know of individuals who died, not immediately, but subsequent to violent attacks, who died later and were not included on that list.
Mr. Montout calls for greater support for the police amid ongoing wage talks with the government. He also slams the St. Lucia Labour Party government for what he sees as its lack of empathy.
So, but let us go by what the official list says. 77 St. Lucians lost their lives. Have we heard any form of concern? Has the government shown any desire to commensurate with the families who lost their loved ones? Have they shown any care for the loss of life of St. Lucians? I mean, we see that we lose our lives through poor health facilities and health care. We lose our lives through poor road conditions. We lose our lives through violent crime. The government simply does not care about St. Lucians or the lives of St. Lucians.
Last year, 77 people were killed on the island. Long-stay visitors and tourism stalwarts in Barbados are being celebrated. Minister of Tourism Ian Gooding Edgehill says Barbados could not be a world-class destination without the contributions of its long-stay visitors or the dedicated workers within the sector.
Many of you have visited the island five or more times and are already well acquainted with the magic of Barbados. However, I'm delighted that you will be this year having an extraordinary treat, because Barbados, as you recognize from all the promotional material that we commenced last year across all of our major source markets, decided that we would celebrate We Gathering this year, 2025. And this is but one of the reasons why we are here in St. Peter this evening, to celebrate We Gathering right here in the parish that celebrates We Gathering this month.
Tourism officials are now encouraging visitors near and far to join Barbados' Loyal Visitors Club. And that's your OCM Regional News. Have a good afternoon.